We're going to begin this half hour, though, with Bill Cosby and the latest on his career in turmoil with his allegations of sexual assault. Last night, he gave his first public performance since TV networks began pulling the plug on his new projects and on reruns of The Cosby Show. ABC's Lindsay Janis has the story from the Bahamas, where Cosby took the stage last night.
Overnight, Bill Cosby performing in front of a packed audience at a women's charity event in the Bahamas.
You find yourself, the longer you're married, say, can I just say one thing?
Telling jokes about his childhood and about being a grandparent to roars of laughter from the audience, but not addressing the mounting allegations of sexual assault against women.
Somebody so famous can be brought down by this.
The Women's Volunteer Service Group that organized the event telling ABC News recent accusations against Bill Cosby are alarming and unsettling. Being that no formal charges have been filed against Mr. Cosby, we therefore don't deem it appropriate to further comment on the accusations. Cosby's event going on as scheduled as a growing list of women are speaking out, accusing the 77-year-old of sexual abuse. Teresa Serenese telling ABC affiliate WPBF that the comedian drugged and sexually assaulted her in 1976 when she was just 19 years old.
He had a glass of water in his hand and he had two pills, large white pills in his hand, and he said, take these.
Serenese says she continued having relations with Cosby for years after, saying her mother told her Cosby would take care of her. She claims that he gave her checks until 1996, totaling $15,000. Cosby has not responded to Serenese's allegations, but overnight his lawyers denying two other women's claims, saying that accusers are coming out of the woodwork with fabricated or unsubstantiated stories. For Good Morning America, Lindsay Janis, ABC News, the Bahamas.